From the WVLK Information Center, I'm Dave Rickens.
Thank you, David. This news brought to you by Lexington Federal Savings and Loan, an old friend with new ideas. And the weather forecast, 90% chance of occasional rain today, and 80% chance of rain continuing tonight and tomorrow. High today, 68. Low tonight, 55. High tomorrow, 62. Raining right now in 60. And Dave, you may be interested in this. Back in 1958, they made a little bit bigger production out of the news than we do today. This is Ray Holbrook, WVLK News, 1958.
Washington. A top administration official has commented on reports the government is contemplating some tax increases. Treasury Secretary Robert Anderson says the administration has not yet decided whether to recommend any tax increases to reduce the budget deficit.
Washington.
The Senate Rackets Committee reopens hearings today after a two-month recess. The subject, labor's use of the boycott as a strike weapon. The committee plans to turn its attention first to a 1957 dispute between an independent barbers guild and the AFL-CIO Barbers Union at New York City's Waldorf Astoria Hotel.
Cape Canaveral.
The firing of an 80-foot intercontinental Atlas missile has been postponed at the Cape. Liquid oxygen streamed intermittently from the missile for several hours, but the shot was finally called off. The Air Force did not explain why.
From across the Atlantic, WVLK News.
The communist bloc has renewed its frontal attack on the West. Observers believe the latest communist verbal attacks are aimed at trying to force the West into a new summit conference. Those are the news headlines on the half hour. In just 1 minute, the weather forecast from the WVLK Radar Weather Eye.
And another check of Lex traffic brought to you by Good Samaritan Hospital, where caring people make the difference. Once again, here's the captain.
At this, we're over a injury automobile accident on Monticello. It's in the 500 block of Monticello now. Police units on the scene there. Two vehicles appear involved. I don't have any further details on the accident, so caution there, Monticello, as you get ready to go on out on to, if you use Monticello for around that 500 block. There's no delay getting out of the area right now. We do have a slowdown starting now just about Post Road on Clay's Mill. You keep that tight line all the way up till you get by the Stone Road area there, which is just almost underneath the New Circle overpass, and then you thin out a bit, and then, of course, you'll get some slowdown as you approach the school areas as you come on into Clay's Mill. We're starting our coming on up Clay's Mill, I should say, and then this morning the slowdown's already started on Broadway inbound at the Waller Signal. That's back now to Clay's Mill on the signal, so slow down there. Keep the driving lights on. It's a bit on the rainy and drizzly side, even though they're reporting 3 miles of visibility right now. We're going to move into the downtown location. Stay with us and be back with an update from the 59 traffic update.
Quality health care is the ideal for all of us, but let's face it, cost matters too. Good Samaritan Hospital understands. In the emergency department, for example, you'll find charges made according to the level of your illness or injury. Minor problems mean minor hospital charges. Combine that kind of cost efficiency with highly skilled professionals, state-of-the-art medical equipment, and the backup of a full-service acute care facility, and you'll know why so many people are making Good Samaritan the hospital of choice.
I don't smell coffee brewing.
Honey,
look, I'll eat tofu. I'll walk briskly after dinner,
dear,
but I will not give up coffee in the morning.
It's brewing in our new Flavor Lock coffee maker from Sunbeam.
But I don't smell.
If you smell the coffee brewing, then that's flavor getting away.
Uh-huh.
With the Flavor Lock coffee maker from Sunbeam, all of the flavor ends up in your cup. Now, come on, taste.
Mm. That's the best coffee I ever tasted.
Yeah, wait till you taste the tofu omelets I'm making.
That's okay. I can smell those.
Stop coffee flavor getaway. Get the Flavor Lock coffee maker from Sunbeam.
This is Vincent Price reminding you that nothing brings out the taste of holiday food like pure natural butter. So for all the love and tradition that goes into your holiday entertaining, don't forget the butter.
Mother spreads the joy like butter at the holiday time of the year. There's nothing like butter.
Happy holidays from American Dairy Association.
We've asked owners of every make of car to be with us today. All here? Okay, now the subject is the lifetime service guarantee, the car repair guarantee that's good for as long as you own your car. Now, all those not eligible for it, take one step backwards. Let's go. Come on, Chrysler, Dodge, back there. All you GM owners, step back, all you imports. Now, who's left?
Ford.
Mercury.
Lincoln. The lifetime service guarantee. Without it, you've taken a step backwards.
You can see the guarantee at participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealers. Quality cars, quality care.
Here's news about Logan's huge fall sale on men's coats at our stores in Midway, Georgetown, and Nicholasville. Famous maker all-weather coats that are not available in department stores, but only at better men's shops like Logan's. 100% cotton and really water repellent. They'll withstand cold water for 6 full hours, so you'll stay warm and dry in any weather. Usually $150. These coats are on sale at Logan's for $89.90 to $109.90. Trench coat or single-breasted models. Also on sale, cashmere blend top coats, all sizes, shorts, regulars, longs, and extra longs. In navy, gray, or camel, regularly $275, $198 at Logan's. Men's cord slacks in new fall colors. Belted or unbelted, wide and narrow whale, regularly $32, on sale at $21.90. Logan's of Midway, Nicholasville, and Georgetown.
Remember, Logan's Midway store is open till 9 every Friday.
Well, there's a big name in cars that we all know.
Just in case you haven't heard, Frank Shoup is back in the car business with a dealership that'll have all of Central Kentucky rocking and rolling with the best ever deals on new and used wheels. Chevys, Buick, Pontiac, and Olds, Frank Shoup's got them all at his all-new dealership in Georgetown just off the interstate, formerly Prather Brothers. Come on up and see for yourself. The best deals, the finest service, and the biggest smiles are in Georgetown now at Frank Shoup, Chevy, Buick, Pontiac, and Old.
He's big on service and he's big on deals. And he sells all the biggest names on wheels. Frank Shoup's a new tradition. Bring on the competition. Frank Shoup is gonna set the pace.
Tim Smiles got sports coming up, but right now another check of Lex Traffic brought to you by Lextran. Getting around Lexington's easy because Lextran's got your ticket to ride. Once again, Captain Tag.
Okay, we've got a lot of cars rolling now this morning. Nicholasville Road is very much up volume. As a matter of fact, we just now had a report of an automobile accident. It ought to be right between Stone Road and the Ford Drive signals. I don't know the direction. I'll get out there and give a direction. Non-injury type accident. We'll check that out for you. As you use Rosemont this morning, coming on over towards Nicholasville Road, you're going to have an extra signal change there at the present time. I told you over in the 500 block of Monticello, we got an injury automobile accident. Police units on the scene there. Caution. Over at Broadway at the Warner signals already backed up to Clay's Mill. Downtown, you're starting to slow down coming into the Middleton signal, so it's up volume traffic as you roll in. I see a long line of traffic, too, coming from the Jessamine County side this morning. Looks like you start slowing up out there just about the time you hit the two-way, so keep that in mind. I'll check out for this accident for you right now. I believe I've got it. Looks like it might be left turn lane there inbound, but I'll check it for you. 59 traffic out there.
We submit for your consideration. Bill Jones drove to work this morning. An hour-long traffic jam. $6 to park. And he got to work late.
Sassafras,
Tom, however, took Lextran to work. He arrived fresh, relaxed, and on time.
Good morning, Bill.
Submitted for your consideration. Next time, take Lextran to work. Lextran has got your ticket to ride.
Before we turn it over to Tim for a sports update, Tim, this is a commercial for Ridgewood Estates, Ridgewood Subdivision, which is over off Clay's Mill Road, back when those houses were brand new, built by Acme Homes. Now, I want you to pay very particular attention to the price of these brand new Ridgewood Subdivision homes.
The ultimate in luxury, in charm and grandeur. A home in beautiful Ridgewood, Lexington's newest subdivision. Acme Homes, builders of Ridgewood homes, gives you what you want. A spacious living room and dining room, 3 and 4 bedrooms that are magnificent. Ridgewood is the last word in suburban living.
You'll have a work-saving built-in kitchen, an abundance of cabinets, and the finest copper plumbing available. All this in addition to an oversized two-car attached garage heated for a wintertime play area. Quality is the byword in an Acme-built home. Every home in Ridgewood is quality-built, pre-wired for telephones, and the first all-electric Bronze Medallion homes in Lexington. Be among the first to own a Ridgewood home. Your home will be set off on a half-acre lot surrounded by beautiful shrubbery. Priced from $20,000 to $24,000. Go out to Clay's Mill Road, to Pasadena Drive, to Waco Drive. See the home of your dreams in Ridgewood Subdivision.
$20,000 to $24,000 brand new. I wonder what those homes are going for today.
Not that much.
At least three times that much, I'm sure.
At least.
Time now for a sports update.
What's a bronze medallion home?
I have no idea.
I would want a gold medallion home.
Well, bronze medallion, what the heck? Sports, here's Tim.
Thank you, sir. The Kentucky Wildcats will be guests of the Don Ho Show during their Hawaiian visits, but their coach is more concerned with their own floor show against Chaminade tonight. Tip-off set for 9 o'clock our time. Before the Cats left on their trip, head coach Eddie Sutton said he wants his team to have fun, but it won't be all play and no work.
They're in for a real treat, and we'll try to make it an educational experience as well as one where we hope our ball club, when they return a week from now, will be better than they are playing at the present time.
Eddie Sutton. Our broadcast of tonight's game begins at 7:35 with Cat Calls. In college basketball action from last night, second-ranked Georgia Tech beat South Carolina Aiken 119-60. North Carolina State over Western Carolina 80-57. Alabama over Northwestern State of Louisiana 82-77. That was Kentucky's first opponent. Kentucky Wesleyan beat Campbellsville 97-72. It was McNeese State upending Mississippi State 76-67 and Moorhead down Tennessee Wesleyan 69-55. Only one game in the NBA last night. It was the Utah Jazz nipping Indiana 102-100. Foz Fazio's four-year tenure as Pitt head football coach has ended. The Eastern Independent dismissed Fazio yesterday, 2 days after the Panthers finished the season at 5-5-1. Overall, under Fazio, Pitt went 25-18-3, but never matched the success of predecessors Jackie Sherrill and Johnny Majors. No replacement has yet been named. Bum Phillips resigned as football coach of the New Orleans Saints yesterday. His son and assistant coach Wade Phillips will take over for the last four games of the year. And in last night's Monday Night Football game, San Francisco beat Seattle 19-6. The American League's Rookie of the Year award has gone to Chicago shortstop Ozzie Guillen, who made just a dozen errors for the White Sox last season. That was fewest among American League shortstops. Milwaukee left-hander Ted Higuera finished second in the voting by the baseball writers. John McEnroe has waged another battle with the press, only this time the spirited tennis star apparently got physical. The alleged altercation began when a reporter in Melbourne asked McEnroe if he'd have his picture taken with his girlfriend Tatum O'Neill. Words were exchanged. A scuffle ensued. McEnroe pushed the reporter and eventually wound up, according to an eyewitness, spitting at a photographer. The photographer said he spat back at McEnroe. The incident occurred as McEnroe was leaving the hotel where he's staying for the Australian Open. Another class act.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's great. 12 before 8 o'clock, and that's a look at sports.
Okay, you're in for a treat. You said you have never heard the great Claude Sullivan before, right?
Never, ever have I.
I cannot listen to the man call a game without getting cold chills. I just think he is so fantastic. This is from February 26, 1962, Auburn versus UK. You might notice that our mayor, Scotty Basler, was on the team. Ladies and gentlemen.
Was that before he was a private eye?
I think so, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful, the great Claude Sullivan.
Here's the toss, the tip to Percival of Kentucky, just in front court for the Wildcats, who sets it up. He kicks it over to Scotty Basler, down the right side to Nash, back to Basler. Moving to the right, hooks on the baseline, Roberts lays it in beautifully. Here is Chapman in front court for Auburn against Larry Percival. On the top of the shot, 25 feet straight away, he peels one down the left side to Tinker, who shoots from the left baseline, no good. Roberts rebounding, hit Bellhouse in the back with it. He picked it up, though. Now it's to Percival, back to Basler. Basler holding it outside. The middle is cleared against the Auburn zone. Moving to the right with a pass to Nash. Down the side, 20-footer by Nash. It's good. Two shots, and the Cats lead 4-0.
The tradition of Christmas past. Since 1907, Dawhair's has been making your gift-giving present perfect. Fur, sumptuous, luxurious, elegant, from Dawhair's. This year, say Merry Christmas to her with fur. Dawhair's has the selection and style and color to satisfy even the most discriminating taste. Natural pastels to rich mahogany. Red and silver shades with matching accessories, so versatile. The perfect surprise.
Mistletoe and caroling, joining hands in prayer. Memories to share, toasting the new year that has come.
Season's greetings to all from Dawhair's.
State local weather brought to you by A.B. Dick Products, featuring just plain reliable copiers and Canon electronic typewriters. A warm front moved well north of Kentucky during the nighttime hours, and early this morning, southerly winds had pushed mercury levels into the mid-50s to the mid-60s. Rain will continue over Kentucky off and on today through Wednesday, and some of the rain over the western half of the state may become heavy at times, with the heaviest rainfall occurring this afternoon and tonight. The warm front that moved north of Kentucky during the nighttime will begin to drop southeast as a cold front on Wednesday. Rain will continue in our weather picture Wednesday, and temperatures will be somewhat cooler, but still pleasant for this time of year. With the warm front becoming nearly stationary over Kentucky Wednesday night, it now looks like the wet weather pattern will be with us through Thanksgiving Day. And we'll check the forecast, the extended outlook, the radars, and the current conditions right after this.
There's a revolution underway that's making a big change in today's office.
Yeah, I know. It's the computer.
Well, a lot of people are discovering how computers work. The problem today is to keep the paperwork moving. Computers and programs are expensive, and training takes time.
So
the new Canon electronic typewriters can do a lot more than a regular typewriter, but can cost a lot less than a computer. And they are so much easier to use.
You don't say.
Oh, yes. The new Canon electronics do more. Computers can be fun, but if you have a job to do, a Canon electronic may get the job done faster. Call or see the people at A.B. Dick Products. They'll show you how a Canon electronic typewriter can save you time and headaches, and they cost as little as $499.
How much a month, big guy?
Oh, as little as $43.65 a month. Lease purchase at A.B. Dick, 1387 New Circle Road, Northeast. Call 254-3405. A.B. Dick, we're there when you need us.
WBLK weather.
Considerable cloudiness, mild temperatures, light to moderate southerly breezes continuing across the state. Our radar showing patches of light showers scattered across the entire state this morning. 90% chance of occasional rain today, and 80% chance of rain continuing tonight and tomorrow. High today 68, low tonight 55, high tomorrow 62. Extended forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies. Thanksgiving Day through Saturday, chance of rain about Friday. Highs will be mostly in the 50s, lows will be in the 40s Thursday and Friday, dropping into the 30s on Saturday. Raining in 60, and this check of Lexington traffic is brought to you by the new Victorian Square. Catch the fun and excitement at Victorian Square, open till 8 Monday through Saturday, Sunday 1 to 5. Once again, Captain Tag.
Heavy backups now this morning, Page Creek area. You're falling in line before you even get to the Armstrong Mill area. About 25 to 30 cars before you get to the Armstrong Mill signal. You're wall-to-wall traffic from that point right on in till you get by the interchange. So it's slowed down there. Heavy backup at the Page Creek interchange this morning. Over at Broadway at the Waller signal, you backed up beyond Della Drive on Broadway, around the corner onto Clay's Mill. We have a heavy backup on Cooper coming out of the university side. That's about a 35 or 40 car backup for you at the present time. The automobile accident, Nicholasville Road, is slowing down southbound traffic just between the Moore Drive signals and the Stone Road area. Inbound traffic should not be affected, but they're going to work a wrecker in that area, and it looks like maybe they're going to need two wreckers at that point. The downtown area is also up volume traffic. We'll get back with you with more information from the 59 traffic operator.
It's the fun and excitement just waiting for you at New Victorian Square. Come at a touch of nostalgia to your downtown shopping affair. Come browse and come shop, come dine in a setting of bygone good old days. At West Main and Broadway, a place with real flair. Thank you.
Victorian Square is open till 8, Monday through Saturday, and 1 to 5 on Sunday.
Coming up next hour, an interview with Tom Kennedy talking about Ted Grizzard. Game between the press and the media at the Old Memorial Coliseum with Ted Grizzard. Artie Kay for the Heart Fund, Ted Grizzard's Man on the Street, the Man of War Burial, Coach Rupp in an interview from 1970, lots of neat commercials and much more. That's all coming up next hour for you as WVLK celebrates our 38th birthday today. It's 7:55. This update from the Information Center brought to you by John Cook Motors on New Circle Road, home of Volkswagen, BMW, and Peugeot. Here's Dave.
Rain and 60 in Lexington. McGuffin and Nicholas County liquor store operators are trying a new angle now that they've been ordered closed. Yesterday, a federal judge denied a request for an injunction which would have kept the stores open while a lawsuit is settled in federal court. The State Alcoholic Beverage Control Board ordered the outlets closed at midnight last night, and Don Bailey says papers are being worked up to get a countywide liquor election.
Well, the countywide election is in the making, and we'll have a countywide election as soon as we can get it on the agenda. It has to be 30 days after the general election.
Recently, the state Supreme Court said liquor elections held in districts of dry counties violated Kentucky law. The Fayette School Board is poised for legal action if the Board of Elections validates a new petition circulating concerning the payroll tax. The school board has decided to postpone the effective date of the tax until January 1st. Last week, the elections panel decided to grant anti-tax workers more time to collect signatures on a petition seeking a public vote on the matter. School Board Chairman Barth Pemberton says the commission was wrong in its ruling.
We feel that that decision by the Board of Elections was in error, that there was not good cause presented by the petitioners for extending that time. They simply did not present the petition with enough valid signatures on it.
An earlier petition effort failed, coming up about 2,000 names short of the required number. Whitley County Circuit Court Clerk Dennis Patrick and a business associate have pleaded innocent to charges of wanton endangerment. Patrick and Raymond Speecher are accused of pointing guns at each other in a dispute over an oil drilling operation. Patrick and Speecher, who once lived in Williamsburg, are principals in Whitley County Oil Company of Williamsburg. The incident allegedly took place while they were driving on Interstate 75 November 15th. It's 7:57 at the Information Center.
You have a new BMW showroom at John Cook Motors. The 1986 BMWs are here. Finally, BMW is showcased at John Cook Motors.
Right. We had kind of the inside story at John Cook Motors on BMW is that we were not able to get enough cars, and we pleaded for more cars from BMW, and they said, build us a new facility, and we'll give you all the cars you need. Well, we have. We've got a brand new facility right there at New Circle and Liberty Road at John Cook Motors. We are now getting the quantity and the selection of BMWs that we've been trying to get since 1976. You can get a free VCR, you can get a great selection. We're after the volume, and we want your business, and we will give you a great deal on a new BMW at John Cook Motors. The 1986s are coming in. We've got a few very special deals on 1985 models and demonstrators. It's a great time, the best time ever, to buy a BMW at John Cook Motors.
Terrific cars, terrific prices. Nice showroom now at John Cook.
Once again, let's check traffic. Captain Tag.
Inbound South Broadway at Red Mile Signal. Automobile accident right at just past the intersection there of Virginia Avenue and Red Mile in the right lane. Police units on the scene, use caution. Gates are down Scott Broadway. Gates are down at Waller Avenue and down at Rosemont for a train moving to the south. You'll have recovery time there. Over on Nicholasville Road inbound, you are backed up from the interchange itself. You've got a line all the way up at least to the interchange. It takes you a solid backup. Back past Man of War at the present time. Still the backup over here on Broadway at the Waller Signal inbound around a corner onto Clay's Mill. Heavy traffic in Lex this morning, 59 traffic after.
An Eastern Kentucky teacher who has spent hours tutoring and training volunteers to help people read has earned a statewide honor for her efforts. The state's first Kirkus Award to combat illiteracy was presented yesterday to Lawrence County school teacher Nancy Perry of Louisa. Perry helped start a countywide literacy program and has helped teach reading and writing in the state's coal mining region. She received a $1,000 prize and a plaque during a meeting in Frankfort of the Governor's Commission on Literacy. The regular meetings of the Fayette County Genealogical Society will be held the first first Monday of each month. The next meeting is December 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Central Kentucky Blood Center. From the WVLK Information Center, I'm Dave Rickens.
Thank you, David. This report brought to you by John Cook Motors on New Circle Road, home of Volkswagen, BMW, and Peugeot. A 90% chance of occasional rain today, an 80% chance of rain continuing tonight and tomorrow. High today, 68. Low tonight, 55. High tomorrow, 62. We have rain and 60 degrees right now in downtown Lexington, and it's Stereo 59 WVLK Lexington as we celebrate our 38th birthday on the air today. Lots and lots more great memories coming up next hour. This 8 o'clock news is brought to you by the Pampered Chef for lunch or dinner, Lexington's best-kept secret, next to Cabbages and Kings on South Ashland Avenue. It's 8 o'clock. From ABC News, I'm Joe Gross. This is World News This Morning for Tuesday, November 26th. The war against organized crime is being lost, according to the draft report of a presidential commission. The Los Angeles Times reports that the federal effort against the mob is fragmented and ineffective. It also says that though criminal elements seem to control fewer than 400 of the nation's 70,000 union locals, those locals have thousands of members and are in key industries that force businesses to cooperate with the mob. The commission draft report says in those areas, criminals decide who will stay in business and who won't, who will get what territories and what prices will be paid. The report also says that the five federal agencies that enforce labor racketeering laws don't coordinate their efforts and show no direction. We'll have more after this.
Have you made lunch plans for today? Let me give you an idea. The Pampered Chef, Lexington's best-kept secret. Outstanding food in a relaxed atmosphere of understated elegance. Lunch at the Pampered Chef is a treat for those who expect the very best at the very best prices. Lunch at the Pampered Chef is a culinary experience you won't want to miss. You'll find out why the Pampered Chef is called Lexington's best-kept secret. The Pampered Chef is open for lunch Monday through Friday, and dinner is served Thursday and Friday, 6 to 10, Saturday, 6 to 11. A complete wine list is available at the Pampered Chef, and the menu sets it apart from any other restaurant in the city. The service is what you'd expect from a restaurant called the Pampered Chef. Make it a point to stop at the Pampered Chef soon for lunch or for dinner. However you define it, the Pampered Chef is Lexington's best-kept secret. The Pampered Chef in Chevy Chase, next to Cabbages and Kings on South Ashland Avenue. The Pampered Chef.
Egypt is accusing Libya of being behind the hijacking that left 60 people dead over the weekend. Egypt's defense minister even says he has evidence of that, but he won't say what it is. Officials say a buildup of ice probably caused a small plane to crash in Des Moines, killing seven people. Other than the pilot, everyone on board was a coach or a member of the Iowa State University women's cross-country team. Plane hit a tree, but Police Sergeant Bill Mullen says it came close to hitting some homes.
It came down at a different slant. It may have hit two or three houses, could have started fires, could have hit somebody on the roadway here.
The plane did knock down power lines and blacked out 1,600 homes. Report on juvenile crimes says a small number of young people commits most of the serious crimes done by that age group. The University of Pennsylvania research shows that 7% of the youngsters studied did 75% of the serious crimes, and nearly half of those chronic offenders never did a day in jail or had even been put on parole. A black couple who touched off demonstrations of hate when they moved into a white neighborhood has decided to move out. Charles Williams and his wife say even if the demonstrations against them were to die down in southwest Philadelphia, they'd still be watching their backs every day. Thurman Evans of Operation Push met with Mayor Good yesterday and complained that the white protesters were getting special treatment.
There is a perception in the community that when whites are the perpetrators of this kind of racist, violent behavior, you treat them with kid gloves. And there's perception that when blacks are the perpetrators, you get tough. And that perception needs to be dealt with.
Evans says the decision by the black couple to move is a giant step for racism. If you want to live the longest life you can live in the USA, the Population Reference Bureau says head for the land of pineapples, luaus, and Tom Selleck. ABC's Tony Sargent reports, unfortunately for him, as you'll discover, from Washington, D.C.
Someone born in Hawaii can expect to live longer than in any other state. 77 years on average, over 5 years longer than in Louisiana. Nationwide, black men have the shortest life expectancy at 65 and a half years. White women can now expect a lifetime of nearly 79 years. Women of Asian background living in Hawaii can expect to live nearly 81 years. But black men in the District of Columbia have an average life expectancy of less than 62 years. Tony Sargent, ABC News, Washington.
Here is just the thing for working couples who want children but don't have the time. It is called the Yuppie Kid. It is a four-foot doll you can shower affection upon without ever paying a babysitter, saving to send it through college, or having it bring home a punk rock star as its intended. On the other hand, it is like children in one way. It will never call its mother on the holidays. This is ABC News.
From the Information Center, here is a local update. I'm Dave Riggins. The Fayette School Board has postponed the effective date of its proposed payroll tax until January 1st. Burley growers hit the market yesterday but got about 30 cents less per pound compared to last year's levels. That's because of legislation approved by Congress. And a Lawrence County teacher has been honored for her work in the countywide literacy program. Tim, what do you have for us?
Kentucky moves up in this week's Associated Press Top 20. Also, Dwight Anderson has a new job, the former Kentucky Wildcat basketball player, and we'll check that out and more sports coming up in just a few minutes.
Okay, Tim. Now let's go back up to Captain Tag, or back out to Captain Tag, as the case may be, Captain.
Okay, Dave, we've got a lot of traffic this morning. I think a listener called in, Catfish was telling me a minute ago, said the light at Braidwood Ford Drive said it was sticking. I wouldn't doubt it. We had problems with those signals last night. They were all messed up last night. They worked on them, got them going again. And this morning they had problems with the one at Zandale. So that may be what's slowing us down here. But we've got still that...